Welcome to UNN in Review. I'm Alexander Caden. We'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. According to witness accounts, police assembled outside Robb Elementary School in Texas and left the shooter of 21 people in the building for as long as a full hour until Border Patrol arrived. The six Atlanta police officers who were accused of battery and aggravated assault against two HBCU students during a 2020 George Floyd protest have been cleared of all wrongdoing. I was wondering why people were making such a fuss about Walmart's Juneteenth ice cream. I found out why, and so can you if you're wondering, by reading the story on our webpage at myunn.net. The Congressional Naming Commission, which was set up to remove Confederate names from military bases, has unveiled proposals to rename nine bases. The man accused of attacking comedian Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl says he was triggered by the comedian's joke about transgender and homeless people. He feels that's not funny. High-ranking Republicans are asking questions from the FBI after court-ordered information surfaced showing that the agency collected personal information of more than 3 million American citizens without a warrant. Black farmers in southwest Georgia have teamed with Airbnb to offer tourists a one-of-a-kind experience. Kanye West recently announced he's working with McDonald's. He's in collaboration with the fast food chain to re-image its packaging. Zinzi Thompson, a 21-year-old black woman from South Carolina, has made history as the youngest person to graduate from Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee. She's also the youngest black female graduate of medicine in the United States, and she's now set to start her residency in psychiatry. Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock will face Republican Herschel Walker for a Senate seat in Georgia after both defeated primary challenges to set up the high-stakes showdown.
I represent low-cost airlines. Now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Of course, there are some limitations, so call right now.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537.
Call right now.
802-341-4537.
Republican U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the far-right lawmaker, brushed aside the need for curtailing access to weapons in the wake of the Texas school shooting that left at least 19 children and two teachers dead. She claims people need to return to God, which is probably true, but until they do, some gun control is needed. You've been listening to UNN. For more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.